Councillor Beardsmore, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Councillor Beardsmore.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Just a question on process. If this is successful, this is actually passed to the INS committee. There are members in this chamber who would have wanted to speak on this debate who are not members of the ONS committee. Will provision be made for any contribution from other members, because it is a very important member for the borough as a whole?
Thank you, Councillor Beardsmore. Just for clarification, other councillors are entitled to attend the meeting of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee, and they can also take part with the permission of the chairman in the discussion or in raising their views.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, so if no other questions, I'll go back to Councillor Nicholls. If you'd like to sum up, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have to say I'm deeply disappointed that the Leader has felt the need to refer this. Why we, as the full council, cannot properly debate and vote on the most important issue currently in front of the borough, I do not know why. Let's push it into the long grass, kick the can down the road so that it can be dealt with in the Overview and Scrutiny Committee. We've heard that it's too complex. Well, could someone perhaps advise me later how 3 hours in Overview and Scrutiny is going to make that complex issue more understood and have a better decision? What we should be doing is voting on this in principle now, and not just rushing it down the road and saying, no, it doesn't matter. We're a council. We should take a stand. The Overview and Scrutiny Committee is somewhere to hide it. It's not the right thing to do, and I want a recorded vote on this amendment, please.
Thank you, Councillor Nicholls, and at your request we will have a recorded vote on what has been called for during the debate, and I call on the Chief Executive, who will explain the recorded vote procedure. Yes, please note that this is a recorded vote on the amendment proposed by Councillor Harvey and seconded by Councillor Harman. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will call out the names of each councillor in alphabetical order who is present at this meeting. When a councillor's name has been called, the councillor shall respond clearly with one of the following three responses: for, against, abstain. No other statements or clarification of the vote is required or should be made. The vote will be recorded by the Head of Corporate Governance and then entered into the minutes. Councillors need not stand for this part of the proceedings. Councillor Ian Harvey.
For the amendment.
Councillor Harman.
For.
Councillor Atwell.
For.
Councillor Barnard.
For.
Councillor Barrett. C.
For.
Councillor R. Barrett.
For.
Councillor Bateson.
Against.
Councillor Beardsmore.
Against.
Councillor Boardflower.
For.
Councillor Brar.
For.
Councillor Buttar.
For the amendment.
Councillor Chandler.
For.
Councillor Corns.
Against.
Councillor Dorfell.
Against.
Councillor J. Doran.
Against.
Councillor S. Doran.
Against.
Councillor R. Nunn.
Against.
Dunn. Councillor S. Dunn.
Against.
Councillor Fiddler.
Against.
Councillor Gething.
For the amendment.
Councillor Gibson.
For the amendment.
Councillor Grant.
Against.
Councillor H. Harvey.
For.
Councillor Lagden. Councillor Layton.
For.
Madam Mayor.
For.
Councillor McElroy. For. Councillor Mitchell.
For.
Councillor Nicholls.
Against.
Councillor Noble.
For.
Councillor Rubinsky.
For.
Councillor Sexton.
For.
Councillor Sider.
For.
Councillor Seaver.
Against.
Councillor Smith Ainslie.
For.
Councillor Spoor.
Against.
Councillor Vinson.
Against.
Madam Mayor, there were 22 votes for and 15 against, which means that the amendment is carried and becomes the substantive motion.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. The third motion is also about... Sorry, Councillor Harvey?
Madam Mayor, as a point of order, I will be proposing exactly the same amendment to the next motion. Am I not on? I apologise. Madam Mayor, as a point of order, I will be proposing exactly the same amendment to the next motion. So do we actually want to go through the motion, or the motion, or simply take a vote at this point?
Madam Mayor, thank you for calling me to advise. The point we're now at is that the amendment on that motion has been carried, and so that is now the substantive motion. So with respect to Councillor Harvey, we haven't moved on to the next item of business yet. The point that we are now at is that the amendment is a substantive motion, and that debate is now open for any councillor who has not already discussed the substantive motion to come in on and say anything further they wish to say on that point. When councillors have finished speaking on that matter, Councillor Nicholls may then sum up at the end of the entire debate before we have votes on the entire debate.
Did anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Smith Ainslie.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I think the decision to approve the amendment is the right thing to do, and now we can move forward to it going to the Overview and Scrutiny Committee. And I think just to reiterate what Councillor Boardflower was saying, that members of the public should respond to the Heathrow consultation, and they should make sure that they fill in the open questions with as much detail as they can about what their concerns are or what they are in favour of. It's the consultation that can be affected by members of the public writing in. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Smith Ainslie. Anybody else wish to speak at this point? Councillor Nicholls, do you wish to say anything further?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think that amendment has nicely killed off the motion for the time being, so I have nothing left to say.
Thank you. All those in favour?
What? Have we
done it,
have we? Madam Mayor, just let me explain again where we are. So there's no doubt for any councillors who may be confused about where we've reached. Councillor Nicholls proposed a motion which was to be debated here this evening. Councillor Harvey suggested an amendment to it, and that amendment was carried. So the motion now is that the matter is going to the ONS. So we've confirmed that amendment is carried. What you now have to do is vote on that substantive motion that you are sending it to ONS.
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Could I ask Mr. Graham just to clarify, does the motion as stated go to the ONS, or is it just the topic?
No, Councillor Harvey has asked for the matter, the whole motion, to be referred to the ONS.
So is that agreed by all councillors?
Agreed.
Thank you. The third motion is also about Heathrow Airport, and I call on Councillor Defell to propose the motion.
Madam Mayor, the
Motion proposed states, in the light of Spartan Borough Council's commitment not to allow any developments in the borough that are detrimental to air quality, as per the Spartan Borough Council press release protecting air quality in Spartan, dated 20th of June 2019, bearing in mind the fact that any Heathrow expansion will have serious knock-on effects in terms of air quality and reduction of green spaces in the borough, inter alia through the envisaged building of a large car park between Oaks Road and the A3044 in Stanwell, which currently acts as an important noise and pollution buffer zone for residents and as a carbon sink, the Council's new position to be reflected in its official response to the London Heathrow expansion consultation will be to oppose any expansion of Heathrow completely.
Thank you, Councillor Durfeld. Do you wish to speak for the motion?
Yes, Madam.
Sorry, first of all, is it seconded, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Seaver. Do you wish to reserve your right to speak?
Yes, I do reserve my right to speak.
Thank you. Councillor Durfeld, would you like to speak on your motion?
A lot of the effects of the Heathrow expansions have been pointed out, and excellent work has been done by the staff of the council to set out all the negative consequences. My colleagues have also raised the great variety of issues that this affects. I'm going to just raise a couple of additional ones. What hasn't been mentioned so far, neither in the council information, is that there are about 753 houses that will be demolished. And that's according to Heathrow. In the region of 5,000 uninhabitable properties, they're estimated to be within the wider property zone. The community of Harmansworth will effectively no longer exist after the expansion. The effects of the air pollution and the noise pollution have been set out, but there are studies showing that there are large economic costs for noise pollution. And the night flight ban as set out really only covers between 1 in the morning and 4:30 a.m. So this, when it goes over your house, will be something you wished you had never supported. And may I say, in terms of the proposal by Mr. Nichols, to then send it to overview and scrutiny and to refer this again to the cabinet when we know what the position is a sham. In fact, it is depriving yourself of the chance to take a stand and do the right thing, not only for your children and your grandchildren, but for generations to come. This will be a vote. People will ask you, what have you done against climate catastrophe? There are 12 years left. Where were you in 2007? It wasn't long ago, and time flies. Now is the time to act. As Councillor Nichols said, we will be on the wrong side of history if we don't oppose this. It's all in writing, black and white. What more is there for overview and scrutiny to explore? We have all the facts. So in terms of the effects that are already set out, as is said by Friends of the Earth, this generation is the first that knows people are destroying the environment and the last one that can do something to reverse it. Now is not the time to say, my child goes to demonstrations and they can fix it. Because in 12 years' time, we will have to become carbon neutral. And I'm telling you, coming from Germany, where generations ask their parents, what were you doing during the Second World War? It will be nothing against when climate change has become irreversible. You will be asked, what have you done? And to answer, I referred it to overview and scrutiny, to then refer it to cabinet, to do exactly what Ian Harvey has said at the Lower Sunbury Residents Association. No matter what the drawbacks, I will support it. It's just a sham. So this is my comment on this.
Councillor Seaver, do you wish to speak now? Thank you.
Councillor Durfeld has given us a great deal of information on the hugely damaging impact of Heathrow expansion on our health and environment. I would like to elaborate on some of the issues. Firstly, the growing evidence linking air pollution to neurodegeneration. Aeroplanes could generate 43 gigatons of planet-warming pollution by 2050. The third runway will create more than 700 extra flights a day, and along with the additional passenger and freight traffic on the surrounding roads and motorways, this will lead to a considerable deterioration of air quality. The British Medical Journal has published research which concluded, quote, they have found evidence of a positive association between residential levels of air pollution and being diagnosed with dementia. Dementia statistics have revealed that there will be an expected increase in the number of people with dementia of 156% over the next 38 years. Clearly, this should not be taken lightly. The second, with respect to climate change, we have felt its effects already in Svalbard in the widespread flooding of 2014. In early 2014, the UK suffered its worst rainfall in 248 years, and thousands of homes were flooded. The Environment Agency has warned that England's flood planners must prepare for the worst, and £1 billion a year would need to be spent on flood management. Across the UK, record temperatures led to the northwest moorlands, including Saddlewood, more burning for days. More global warming exacerbated by hundreds of thousands of additional flights would contribute to more intense heat waves and a permanent threat of wildfires. Closer to home, scorched farms in the south have been extremely harmful for farms across Surrey and Kent. Svalbard Borough Council should not be responsible for exacerbating the effects of climate change by supporting Heathrow expansion. Clearly, the devastating effect on the environment and the physical and mental well-being of Svalbard residents from Heathrow expansion far outweighs any potential commercial benefits and employment opportunities. To support the expansion for these reasons is entirely myopic. The government should create jobs by launching a Green New Deal, inspired by President Roosevelt in the United States, responding to the Great Depression by implementing social and economic reforms known as the New Deal. The Green New Deal would address the challenges of climate change as well as economic inequality by investing in renewable energy, infrastructure and public transport. In Svalbard, we're in desperate need of more public transport to discourage people from using cars as their only reliable means of transport. Instead, the government has given the green light to the expansion of Heathrow, which, as we've heard this evening, will have an exponentially damaging effect on the environment and the health of residents across many constituencies in the south. On the 1st of May, MPs approved a motion to declare a national environment and climate emergency. Supporting the expansion is a regressive move away from tackling this very real emergency and will definitely thwart the aims of the government to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050. On a final note, I'd like to stress that the battle is far from over. Despite the vote in favour of the expansion last June in Parliament, there is now a build-up of opposition to the expansion in Parliament due to the copious evidence of the hugely damaging impact to our health and environment. And another vote could be triggered in Parliament. In Heathrow, if Heathrow fails on key environmental aspects, air quality, noise, climate change, the expansion can and should be challenged in court. In conclusion, I would like to recommend that Svalbard Borough Council joins the No Third Runway Coalition, like many other councils, including Hillingdon, Richmond, Windsor, Maidenhead, Wandsworth, and other organisations and NGOs. We must act in the best interests of Svalbard constituents and our children and oppose the expansion of Heathrow.
Thank you, Councillor Seaver. Councillor Beardsmore first, then Councillor Harvey.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Well, I was mindful to support this motion anyway, even if it does get sidetracked. Just like to throw one other thing into the mix, another reason why we really shouldn't be supporting Heathrow, and something that seems to be missed by most people so far. The plan includes approximately 100,000 square metres of retail. Now, nowhere under any other conditions would anybody be allowed to build that much retail on Greenbelt. Secondly, you cannot persuade me that that retail is essential to the running of an airport, i.e. its core business. It just means that when I come off my flight, I've got three opportunities to buy Chanel No. 5 for the other half, rather than none or one. Is Greenbelt, and for this council who claim they want to defend Greenbelt, say, yeah, you can build 100,000 square metres of retail on Greenbelt. Well, how can you say we're defending Greenbelt? They're inconsistent. So it's just another reason. That's it. I've raised it simply because I haven't seen it in any of the other papers, and it's just another reason to, you know, really explain why this is such a lousy scheme. In planning terms, it does not make sense. Our infrastructure won't cope. Our environment won't cope. The only way it makes sense is in profit terms for Heathrow. And by the way, before we all say Heathrow is a national institution, yeah, Chinese, Canadian, Spanish, American, Kuwaiti, none of us. As far as I know, no one in this country, no organisation in this country, owns a single piece of Heathrow Airport. So let's think about this as a national institution. It's not. It's a cash cow for a load of foreigners at our expense.
Thank you, Councillor Beardsmore. Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will in a moment be proposing the same amendment as before. But I think there's one or two things that need to be addressed by Councillor Dofeld and Councillor Seaver have said. The word that springs to my mind is hypocrisy. It's very easy to say we shouldn't have an airport which 3,900 residents of Spelthorne directly work at, many of them in lower skilled jobs, when you have a nice professional job that is not related to Heathrow Airport. Or when you live in a nice comfortable house in Lower Sungree, as both of those do, but we have people in the north of the borough, represented by Councillor Mr. Duran, who actually barely make it from one week to the next, who rely on housing benefit and are very grateful for their, forgive me, relatively menial job at the airport. It's very easy when you're driving around in a nice Audi, as I saw somebody yesterday, to complain about being carbon neutral, about pollution, etc., etc. This, Madam Chairman, is hypocrisy. I am now going to say no more, because I'm not really going to go into it, but I could not let those things be missed. So, Madam Mayor, I am now proposing the amendment to refer the matter to the Open Scrutiny Committee for further consideration to be held on the same evening as the previous one, the 3rd of September. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I hope very much everybody will support that.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. I think it's Councillor Duran first. Thank you.
A point of order, Madam Mayor. I object to my name being used and implications made about how and my husband live in this chamber. That is not relevant at all to the motion being discussed. Thank you.
And a compliment.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Beardsmore.
Thank you. Point of clarification on the Standing Order 2022. I don't see how it's going to cost anybody their job. The whole thing about this is Heathrow expansion to meet perceived new demand. If that expansion doesn't happen, Heathrow would be continuing as it is now because there is nowhere for all those passengers to go. So they've put this threat out there that you must expand Heathrow or you're going to lose your job. It's so frankly unsustainable. In fact, there's an advert out, and I saw it in Bracknell. I didn't see it around here, funny enough, that Heathrow's going to create 120,000 new jobs. Well, apart from where all those people live, power built on Spelthorne's Greenbelt, it's close, that proves that no one's job is at stake if this motion goes through. Because Heathrow will continue as it is, probably long after most of us here at least are pushing up daisies.
Thank you. So who have I got next? Councillor Fidler, please.
I just wanted to draw attention to a response to a question that was raised earlier on today, in which it's written that many councils have declared a climate emergency, but very few have put meaningful plans behind it. I would just like to remind all members here that actually we have finally come forward with a meaningful plan and a meaningful agenda and a meaningful motion that we actually mean business about a climate emergency. We could have come here today with empty words, but I believe myself from the previous motion, but also on this specific motion, have raised significantly key issues about how we can go about trying to address the climate emergency that we are facing. And I think to turn it away and to suggest, as I know will come in the amendment very shortly, that it goes to the committee rather than allowing us to have the chance to vote on it and to stay and to make your voice heard and to make sure that your residents know that you are serious about tackling that climate emergency. I really do encourage you to take the opportunity now to vote down the amendment and to actually vote in favour now of actually maybe reversing the decision now.
Thank you, Councillor Fidler. Councillor Bateson, please.